Matt, for certain periods of that game, I think some of the players maybe have been mentally sat down for Christmas dinner already, but the main thing is you got the 2 points tonight.
Yeah, I think you're totally right, Simon. We came out in the first two periods and you were quite half-hearted. Obviously, different formats of tonight's game, went straight in from warm-up to the game, which didn't help, and I think everybody was just too certain that we were going to rack the figures up. And you should never come into any game, any sport, thinking that you're going to you've got a God-given right to actually walk through a team. And you know, Bradford had played last night, and they came to play tonight, and they had a game plan, and they worked quite well to it. You know, obviously a couple of PP goals, and they got them back into the game. And but full credit to my boys in the end. You know, 20 minutes left in the game, and they came in and did a professional final period, and that was mainly what they were asked to do in the change room at the end of the second period.
We're always talking about Stuart Parker, it seems, after every game, but Slawomir Kasprzak tonight really shone, especially that third goal for his hat trick.
Yeah, we were looking for leaders tonight and people that were playing with fire in the belly and with the, you know, the lots of passion and determination, and you get that with Slav. You know, he's really adapting to the game really well now. It's his second season, and he's on fire at times. You know, he works hard. You know, you're going to get hard work out of him. But again, in addition to Slav, you've got Stewie Parker again, really got that real grit and determination, and was just working at it and working at it as well. With, you know, Christie played well tonight again. Woody had a good game. You know, the guys worked hard. You know, we're missing players. You know, that's the other thing. We missed Evo tonight. We're missing Ads. We're missing Craig Wallace. There's no Reese, and you know, guys just missing out the lineup, and it does affect. You know, and the players get a bit comfortable, and then they start just going through the motions, and it just doesn't help. But you know, the coaching staff have got too much about them to let that happen. And you know, we speak to players regularly about, you know, the intensity and getting themselves sorted. And you know, we've got depth, and you know, that's what we have. And you know, we worked hard till the end, and that was the key. We did the job.
Last game of 2014 tonight. Any particular personal highlights over the last 12 months?
Yeah, I think the way that we've just dug deep in games, it's obviously been, I suppose it's been disappointing. The most disappointing thing is we've been there or thereabouts with a lot of teams and a lot of games in the lead up to the Christmas break. And you know, we stuck to a plan this, you know, in the last five games, and we said we wanted to make sure we came in, did a job, and we got, I think, 8 points out of a 10 maximum, I think we were saying, was it? Yeah, it's working towards the end goal, and you know, hopefully we get a good start to the next year, to New Year, on the 4th of Jan against Deeside in Nottingham.
Are you thinking about that game, or is it just the Christmas break that's in your mind right now?
I think the problem is we all think about hockey a lot. It's, you know, something we've been involved in since we were playing in the day, and you know, we love the game, and that's what it is. So you can't get hockey out. You know, even on Christmas Day, you start thinking about hockey, and also, you know, it's nice to have a break, but we've already planned and prepped our training for over the Christmas period so that we hit them with a couple of training sessions in the build up to the 4th of Jan. We need to get that Christmas turkey and Christmas pudding and beer out of the system as soon as possible. But you know, I'm sure the guys will have a good time. They've just been doing the Secret Santa in the changing room, and you know, they're a tight unit, and we've got a lot of hockey left to play until the end of March.